On Robertson Boulevard, a block and a half north of Pico, just south of Whitworth Drive, on the eastern side of the street, there once stood a three-story turquoise building that had been a posh home in the 30s. But the owner died, leaving his real estate-rich, cash-poor relatives to turn the domicile into a commercial property. By 1968, the first floor had become an antique furniture shop where 50-something Mrs. Ina Holloway sold old sofas, chairs, and dining tables of dubious pedigree to middle-aged women from Cheviot Hills, women who wanted to make their interior decorations equal in style, if not in value, to their wealthier counterparts in nearby Beverly Hills. The second floor was occupied by an insurance brokerage firm owned and run by Harry, born Hero, Harada. To hear him tell it, Harry sold insurance on everything from life expectancy to pet health and marriage vows. Harry's wife and daughter, son, and daughter-in-law all worked in his second-floor office. Only Harada's Gaijin son-in-law no longer worked for the old man. This because he had been in prison for a crime he confessed to, embezzlement. He, Arnold Sandy Patterson, was convicted on evidence that was not vetted by the defense or the prosecution, evidence that would not have stood up under scrutiny. The police detective who interrogated Sandy accepted his confession of having stolen money that Harry's strawberry farmer client, Gentaro Takeda, had entrusted to the company, $131,247.29. The money Gentaro gave had been in cash, and the day that everyone agreed that Sandy had taken it, he was under the knife at Cedars of Lebanon for an emergency appendectomy. Indeed, it was Harry himself who had taken the money, believing that his client was senile and probably wouldn't remember anything about the transaction. So 3 days later, when the elderly Mr. Takeda returned with his son Ishii to ask for the money back, Harry felt that he was safe in saying he had never received the cash in question. Mr. Gentaro had once told him, Harry claimed, that he wanted to have Harry invest some money, but he had never given him the cash. After the Takedas left, Mitsue, Harry's daughter, told him that the day after Gentaro had been there, he returned, saying that he had not gotten a receipt from her father. Harry was at a convention in San Diego, so she looked up the transaction in his day journal, saw that no receipt had been issued, and had filled out one of the pre-signed receipts that Harry kept in the safe just in case the family had to do business in his absence. That right there was the moment of truth for Harry Harada. Gentaro didn't seem to remember any receipt, and Ishii hadn't mentioned one. Harry's greed outweighed his morality. It convinced him that the dotty old man probably lost the voucher and that the money, all cash, could not be traced. He told his daughter to forget the receipt and the visit. When Ishii pressed charges in Gentaro's name, Harry stuck to his story. But 3 months later, when the receipt Mitsue provided resurfaced, a warrant was issued for Harry's arrest. He had testified under oath that he never received monies from Gentaro and had therefore broken the law. Mitsue begged her husband to take the blame for the good of the family. Mitsue explained that even if the father was able to stay out of prison, he'd lose his license and his customers, impoverishing the entire clan. And so stout-hearted Sandy confessed. There was no trial to speak of, so the elderly Gentaro, who was indeed senile and unreliable as a witness, was not required to appear in court. Sandy admitted telling Gentaro that he was Harry, and the confused old man believed him. Sandy explained about the pre-signed receipts in the safe, saying that he was trying to get enough money to start a business of his own.